We are learning the laws of Birchas Aperos, or specifically in Siman Resh Vav. The Mechaber told us before that when a person is about to make a bracha, it's necessary for one to hold that item in their hand, which not only when it comes to food, it's also hareach, when it comes to spices, for example, as we discussed already by Havdalah. Also, when it comes to mitzvos, we gave the example of the Bul Ben Esrog. Of course, you can use any other example as well. So the Mechaber tells us that in Mevarchin lo al ochel v'lo al mashke ad shivi uhu lefanav. It's necessary that the food or beverage must be already presented in front of you. As we said, preferably you should be holding on to that item, but it needs to be for sure in front of you so that you'll be able to eat it right away. And as we gave an example, a person, let's say for example, orders something at a restaurant, and you order a bagel, and you wash, and you make hamotzi standing in front of this person who has not yet made your lunch or breakfast, whatever that is. That's an issue. Person has to first have the food in front of them, preferably to hold the food. Then the Mechaber tells us that natal biyado pri l'achlo. You did everything right. Not only is the fruit in front of you, but you're actually holding it, and probably you're holding it in your right hand. Uberach alav, and you said a bracha. So you had on eights. But natal miyado, but it slips out of your hands before you have the opportunity to eat it. So it's a big deal. You have the 5-second rule, pick it up. V'nevad o nimas. Because it fell down, it either got lost, or it became so disgusting, it became something you're just not going to eat anymore, it got dirty. Sarach l'aksu l'varech. So you'll have to say another bracha. Well, you have nothing else to eat. It means like this. Ramopi shohayim oso min l'fanav yoser kishaberach al harishon. So, not only, of course, if there's nothing else to eat and you have to go to the refrigerator, but even if you have, let's say, other fruits on the table, so you would also have to say a second bracha on those fruits. However, the Ramah says that's rak shul haya daito alav l'achlo. That's only if you did not have intention to eat those fruits, in other words. So if a person, let's say, for example, would have an apple that they're going to bite into, and let's say it was already cut, so if it falls down, it gets all dirty and something which you're not going to want to eat. And you have some oranges also on the table, whatever. So you made a ha'etz on this apple, so and it fell down, you lost it, rolled away. So we do not say that if you, since you made a ha'etz, that you can now just eat the oranges. Unless when you made that bracha, you also had kavana for all the fruits that are in front of you. If you did not have kavana for all the fruits that are in front of you, then you would have to make another bracha. Then the Mishnah Berurah says that when it comes to nimas, it means v'hu hadin b'matzo shenikrav v'hein aroy l'achil klal v'noto acher. Say you make a bracha and you're not paying any attention, and you realize that the food that was in front of you, you thought it was going to be delicious. All of a sudden, after you say the bracha, it's only inches from your nose, and you smell and it's disgusting, and you know it's not something which you should eat, then of course the same halacha will apply, that in the event that you only had kavana to eat that, even though a similar bracha is in front of you, if you did not have the kavana for that other food, then you would have to make a separate or second bracha on this food in front of you. However, he says, the imadayin ksasoy l'achila, if let's say it's not so good, but not terrible, but certainly a person should at least try to have a little bit so that the bracha that they said is not in vain. Then the Mechaber continues and says, you have to say that sentence. In the event, since this fruit fell from your hands and it's gone, so you will have to say Baruch Shem Kavod, which is what we say anytime a person says a bracha batal. Now, once, I remember when I was in Providence in a high school there, my Rebbe was telling us by an Oneg Shabbos, this is many moons ago, that he doesn't eat grapes. I said, why would you not eat grapes? He said, because there was one time that I was holding onto a grape, I said the bracha and it fell, and I couldn't eat it, and I was so upset, I said, I'm no longer eating any more grapes. I'm like, okay, that sounds nice. More for me. V'im omer kishenafal baruch atah Hashem, v'omer elokeinu yisayim v'omer lamdenu chukecha. Shehinira Kikori Pasuk. The Ein Kan Motzi Shem Shemayim Levatal. He says that, let's say, for example, the food is spoiled or it falls from your hand, not after you said the whole bracha. All you did was say Baruch Atah Hashem, and then it slipped out of your hands, and now it's gone, destroyed, or inedible. At that point, you can still fix yourself by concluding with the words Lamdeinu Chukecha, which is actually a sentence found in Tehillim, and therefore you would not have said a bracha latal, therefore you don't have to say Baruch Hashem Kavod. And of course, that's not just when it comes to this, or any time a person accidentally started saying a bracha and said Baruch Atah Hashem, you can conclude it Lamdeinu Chukecha, and that's certainly the best bet. Then he concludes the siman in the following manner. Let's say you have this water which is flowing through, and it's right in front of you, and you're very thirsty, you want to make a bracha. So we said that it's necessary that the food or the drink must be in front of you. Practically speaking, if you make a bracha, unless you're going to make a bracha and be running at the same time while the water is moving, the water that's in front of you at the beginning of the bracha, assuming you're going to say the bracha with a kavana, not in one, you know, split second, that water is no longer there in front of you. And therefore, is that considered to be an issue halachically that the food or liquid is not in front of you at the time of the bracha? Says the Mechaber, Alpha Pisha Hamayim Shishosa, even though the water that you're actually drinking, Lo Hoy Lefanav Kishiberach, the time you said the bracha, that was not the water. The water that is flowing this way, the water you're drinking at the time of the bracha is over here, and it's coming closer to you. That's not an issue. Mipnei shelokach nischavin techila. Because, going back to the case of the fruit, you did not just have kavana for that water which is in front of you. You had kavana to drink water. And therefore, it's not only this water, but it's also the water which is a little bit to my left. And as it continues, I can drink from that water. Similarly, a person would make a bracha on a fruit. And on that table are other fruits, but you had the kavana to include all that other food, even though that fruit would have fallen from your hands. The halacha is that you would not have to say another bracha. And for this reason, as we'll conclude, is also the reason why some people say that if you would have a water fountain and the water is continuously pouring and moving, that you should have the water going. But the fact is, the bracha that you say is not going to be on the water that you see, but it's going to be only afterwards, the water which has not yet come up yet. But a lot of people will compare it to the concluding halacha of the Shulchan Aruch and feel that just as long as it's in front of you, it's not an issue.